ball's knocked free, and the ball is picked up. Penalty flag thrown. Bradley Roby picks up the fumble and scores. Are you kidding me?
For the second week in a row, the Broncos take things right down to the wire and come away with the victory. Hello and welcome to Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, and we're joined by John Elway. And the difference this past week was the Broncos were on the road in a hostile environment, and they were down 14-0 early, came back and got the win. Is this the kind of mental toughness that you had been talking about this whole offseason?
Well, I mean, I think we've seen that the first couple of weeks, especially even against Baltimore when we're at home here and we were in a dogfight there. Then obviously anytime we go to Kansas City, it's going to be a tough place to play. It's loud. It was their home opener Thursday night. And, you know, we'd had some success there. So they were out for vengeance. But we were able to hang in there. And we got behind, you know, a couple times. We got down 14-0 there. And we were able to battle back. So, you know, it's really a tribute to this team, what they're built on and what they're made of. And I think they're starting to believe that no matter what the situation, that they can win. And that's a good thing to have.
And through the first 2 weeks, we've seen the defense really come alive. You keep the team in the game there. And they forced 5 turnovers against Kansas City. I know it's been early, but what have you thought about that side of the ball?
Well, we're really excited about it. We were excited about it in the springtime and felt we were going to be pretty good on the defensive side. And it's just proven out. Wade and the defensive staff have done a tremendous job putting players in the right position to make plays. And guys have really taken to the new defense. And, you know, I think what it's doing, it's bringing out what they do best, which is the idea of what a great coach is all about. And so Wade's done a great job there. But we're real excited about what we're doing defensively. It allows us to catch up offensively. As you said, to get five turnovers in Kansas City was a big part. If we don't have those 5 turnovers, we're not going to win that football game. So it was a big win for us.
Okay, well, we're halfway through Elway Access. When we come back, we'll talk about the other side of the ball, and that's right after this break.
Quick throw caught. Sanders wide open to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Denver!
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Peyton bounces around, throws one. He's got a touchdown! Touchdown, Denver, Emmanuel Sanders!
Welcome back to Elway Access and talking about the Broncos offense now. And it seemed like Peyton Manning really got things going in that last drive there. And it was an emotional locker room afterwards. Was that something that you can see kind of carrying some momentum into this week for the offense?
Well, we hope so. We just think that, you know, it's going to take some time. We knew coming into this season it was going to be a work in progress, and that's exactly what it's been. It's been a little slower than we'd liked, but there's a lot of moving parts that have to come together. And I think that, you know, even though we made strides last week against Kansas City, we're not where we want to be. And, you know, we'd still like to continue to get better in the running game. We haven't had a lot of success there. But, you know, defenses are putting a lot of pressure on us. They are, you know, blitzing us a lot, playing a lot of pressures. And so, therefore, anytime we want to try to run the ball, it makes it difficult. And so what we have to do, if they're going to play that way, we've got to take advantage, make some big plays. That's not always going to be pretty, but we've got to be able to make some bigger plays that we haven't made up to this point in time. Because if you start making those big plays, defenses will be a little more leery about putting all that pressure on us. And so we've just got to do that, keep plugging away, and, you know, and over time we're going to be fine. It's just, you know, it's going to take some time.
Speaking of that running game, yesterday head coach Gary Kubiak said that he wants it to be a physical team. How important do you think that it is to kind of get that running game going against the line?
Well, it is, and it's always important. We like to have that balance. We've talked about balance this whole offseason since Gary came in here. So that's ultimately what our goal is. Number one is to win football games and then to have good balance with that. And so if you do that, you can put that much pressure on, much more pressure on the other, on, you know, on the defense, on their defense. And so, you know, we want to just keep working at it. And it is, to run a football, you do have to be physical. But as I said, the way people are playing us, we've got to be able to make some big plays in the passing game and try to take some pressure off us.
Okay, that's John Elway. I'm Phil Milani, and that's been Elway Access.